Meeting to order. Chris, can you poll the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Here.
Councilmember Christensen?
Here.
Council President Ruben Vanderhaar?
Here.
Councilmember McPherson?
Here.
Do we have Jim Bolin from the Seventh-day Adventist Church? Okay, then if you'll join me for the Pledge of Allegiance. Okay, thanks everybody. now we have the consent agenda.
I'm fine.
I move we approve the consent agenda as listed.
Is there a second? Thank you. Do we need, I'm sorry, I can't remember if we pull the council on all these, so I'm going to pull for everything tonight. Chris, can you pull the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Thank you very much. There are no community reports or requests, so we will move on to public hearings. First public hearing is for consideration to approve 1708ZC, a rezone, and 1712S, a preplat for Red Hawk Square. Troy, do you want to come up and talk first? And will somebody grab me the sign-in sheets, please? Thank you.
Good evening, Council. For the record, Troy Buchanan, 93751 West 4th Street here in Kenner, in the zoning department. Jay Walker, the applicant, is supposed to be here. I suspect that he'll be here shortly. This is a very important project for them, and it actually has been delayed a couple of times. And this is about the fourth attempt that we've made to get this to Council. Applicant, all of the notes and procedures have been followed so we can have the public hearing tonight. The applicant has also supplied us with everything that we've asked for, and they've been very patient through those delays in order to get the meeting to you tonight. So this is actually a true mixed-use development. It does follow the comprehensive plan and the comprehensive plan goals in the text, and follows all of the policies and the goals that the city has set forth for this particular area. And it does fit the needs of the area according to at least to the comprehensive plan. However, even before the commission meeting, staff did learn that there were some concerns about the roundabout that was listed in ACHD's staff report as a site-specific condition of approval. Now, it's important to note that it is stated as a possible roundabout or a signalized intersection. I imagine that they're going to make that determination when the time gets closer as the needs arise. But right now, there's no date of when that will happen. I assume that they're, not assume, I know that they're going to perform a study in order to make that happen, but their master street map plan does actually indicate a signal or a single lane roundabout. There's actually a number of improvements that ACHD has proposed for this area, and they're listed in the ACHD final staff report. Even with all of the concerns that the public do have about the roundabout, ACHD does have the proper technicians and traffic engineers to address this topic when the time does come. This isn't the first time they've done this, and they likely will follow step for step all of the other procedures that they follow in other roundabouts throughout the valley. this rezone and this preliminary plat does form fit the comprehensive plan map and the comprehensive plan goals of the city. And with that, just one more thing. In your packets, there was a petition that was signed by some of the surrounding neighbors. Staff just received this afternoon two additional pages of that petition. And they'll be included with the public record.
Okay.
But we received those late this afternoon, apparently. With that, I will stand for any questions that you might have.
Okay. Is the applicant here? Is the applicant here?
I can go try and reach him. This is unfair person for him. And he was very aware that tonight was the public hearing. I apologize. They even submitted a presentation to give tonight.
Just asking, I guess, Rhodes, maybe point of order. Now that we've kind of started this agenda item, do we need to move forward with it? Can we table it temporarily and take the next item on the agenda to give a couple more minutes, or how should we proceed?
Let's table it temporarily, move forward with the next one, and have Mr. Buchanan see if he can get a hold of the applicant.
Okay. Do we need an official tabling, or can I just announce we're taking it out of order?
Please officially motion to table it to the end of the agenda.
Okay.
Thank you.
I move we table 6A until after 8 ordinances.
Is there a second?
Second.
Chris, can you pull the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Okay, we have only one ordinance to consider tonight. This is Ordinance 2018-25, an ordinance of the City Council of CUNA, Idaho, amending Title 12, Chapter 1, Section 13 of the City Code, providing for establishment of the Park Impact Fee Standing Advisory Committee, the committee name, the membership, the committee organization, the committee reporting, and providing for an effective date and publication.
Okay.
Rhodes is coming.
Good evening, Council. For the record, Richard Oaks, as you recall, at the last meeting, we had a similar ordinance for the fire district. So this is basically just making it similar in that chapter. It really outlines a few things. What I've decided to do is both of these impact fee committees have important reports that have to be filed annually. So this essentially codifies that requirement to the second meeting in January as a reminder that will be presented to council for the previous fiscal year for those requirements, and then sets forth the organization of the members in that committee. So pretty straightforward. Just sort of be near each other in that city code.
Any questions? Thank you.
Okay, I move we waive three readings of Ordinance 2018-25.
Second.
Chris, can you pull the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
I move we approve Ordinance 2018-25.
Second.
Chris, can you pull the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
And then I would move we approve summary publication of Ordinance 2018-25.
Second.
Chris, can you pull the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
All right. Ordinance 2018-25 has been passed and will become law upon publication. All right. We now move back to item 6A, the public hearing and consideration to approve 17 08ZC rezone and 1712S preplat for Red Hawk Square. I realized I didn't read the blurb before, so I'll do that real quick. This is a request from Jay Walker with Altera Consulting to rezone approximately 3.46 acres from R6, a residential medium density, to a C1, a neighborhood commercial zone. The application includes a preliminary plat request to develop 6 commercial lots, 3 multifamily lots, and 3 common lots. The parcel is located at the southwest corner of Deer Flat and School Avenue in CUNA at 1425 North School Avenue. Troy's already presented, so is the applicant ready to present?
Thank you, Council President. Council members, good evening. I'm sorry for my tardiness, first of all. My name is Jay Walker. I office at 849 East State Street, Eagle, Idaho, 3616. And I'm sure Troy did a wonderful job of presenting much of the preliminary information for our development. And I am looking forward to talking to you and explaining the project. I appreciate Troy and staff and their work and review. This has been a long time coming. I think we submitted our application back in October and completed it with some lingering design review information and colored renderings of the landscape plan just before the holidays of Christmas. It seems like forever ago, but it wasn't too long ago. And then through many meetings and hit and misses, either with priority or public applications and related to schools and things, we were bumped along, and anyway, we're happy to be here tonight, finally, and appreciate the presentation up on the board. Just by way of review, we appreciate staff's and P&Z's recommendation for approval, and that occurred on March 27th, and the project is as follows, and if you want to see the board, I do have copies of this, but maybe you received that in your packet. No, you did. Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. So I represent Colo LLC and its ownership partners. We seek approval to rezone approximately 3.46 acres on parcel that was listed from R6 designation to a C1 zoning. And we also seek preliminary plat in order to provide a commercial and residential transitional lot development along Deer Flat. The rezone and proposed preliminary plat are consistent with the city's comp plan, both in text as well as in map. And it's consistent with your Deer Flat corridor, commercial corridor plan, and future land use map. As far as, I wish I would have been here to listen to Troy's explanation, and again, I'm sorry, I'm tardy. the comp plan, and in text and in zoning designation, is a plan, and it was noted as a mixed-use area in the designation, and what we propose in our development is very much in alignment with the city's plan. Red Hawk is the southwest corner of Deer Flat Road and North School Avenue. It's along West Deer Flat, which is the CUNA commercial corridor. And it was annexed back in March of 2016 into the city, and at that time zoned medium density residential, R6. Recent area applications submitted to CUNA approved commercial and multifamily nearby, and in fact, my partner Scott Stanfield and I were a part of a fourplex and an apartment development called TNT that's directly orthogonally across north and east of this property. There's development growth imminent, as we're experiencing in the city of CUNA. C1 zoning is consistent with CUNA's comprehensive plan and future land use map, and as far as it designates this mixed-use development, as I explained, ingress comes from Deer Flat Indoor School. Very good access to this property through both of those arterials. Egress, ingress from North School Avenue aligns with the existing White Fang Street. And the final ACHD staff report, we've met and received a completed staff report, and they are very much in favor, as long as we meet the separation requirements to the intersection of Deer Flat and North School for an access in the northwest corner of the property, as well as the access on North School Avenue at in alignment with West White Fang Street. And we agree to all the conditions of ACHD and appreciate working with Stacy Arrington and with their team, Casey Bader, because they did have some desires for a future long-term possible roundabout, and we have acquiesced on that and agreed to do what you as a city and what the public desires and ultimately what ACHD and their jurisdictional rights over our street network is. And so we will adhere to their staff report and agree to it. Beautifully sewer and water and other main utilities like pressurized irrigation, purple pipe, in other words, is stuck to the property, and we have agreed to the engineering report by your staff, by the city engineer, to extend 12-inch PI along the North School boundary and also extend 6-inch along Deer Flat, consistent with their master planning efforts. And all other utilities, including dry, home power, gas, and cable or fiber, is locally to serve the 9 lots that we're proposing as part of the rezone and as part of the preliminary plat that's before you this evening. Up on the wall is a copy, if you might adjust that one forward, of our plat, and I do have a larger copy if you want to see it before you by easel. But it is a great transitional property. We've created some townhomes-like, agreeable to the C1 zoning designation in the southern portion of this property in order to transition to some of the residential product that is directly to the south of us. This, historically, has been a farm piece of ground. Recently, in alfalfa, hay, obviously with the growth and the developments east, west, north of it, we know that the farming isn't compatible with everything around it. We anticipated changing as the owners reviewed their parcel and what could be done and looked at staff's recommendations and some of the comp plan designations and the corridor plan effort. It became very apparent that this was a good property for some of the mixed use that you called out and adopted in your comp plan. And so we create that buffering, residential buffering to the south, and we have T lateral to the west, and we have North School to the east that provides a very beautiful buffer and a natural buffer and to the residential components that are circuitous to us. The uses that we're proposing here are very much community services. Some of those would be an example. We have not secured, and nothing is secure until we actually break ground, but some of those would be possible storage, a possible dry cleaner, possible fitness center and therapy office, and then also a learning center for kids and others. So appreciate, we, like I've mentioned, have a landscape plan if you want to go. And how long do I have, Council? I'm sorry. Is that an indication that I'm okay? So here's the... Thank you very much. The upscale buildings, attractive landscaping, and ample parking that we are proposing fit very much to city ordinances and codes and required design. If you go to the next slide, please. We have completed a full geotech evaluation of the property. There are no concerns in that All West stamped geotech report, phase one report. We also had them do a phase one environmental ESA, and there were no environmental issues encountered on that. The next one shows your a comprehensive review. If you go to the next slide, please, of all the utilities, both the sewer stub and water stub, White Fang, where we're aligning our driveway access there, our road access that'll go from southeast to northwest. And then there's also Purple Pipe, and which is pressurized irrigation and all your dry utility stuff from Deer Flat. Next slide, just in summary, it creates nice residential and commercial lots while providing beautiful landscape. It's an infill of vacant lot within city's impact area. Will be compliant with all city and agency requirements and have read the conditions of approval and worked with staff, both Trevor previously and now Troy, in assuring that we meet all the conditions of approval. And we appreciate it again, P&Z's recommendation for approval. And we would recommend council review this and provide that same consistent approval and ask that for this good project to come into your city impact area. And I appreciated the previous work by all your staff and engineers. And I will tell you in closing that we've already submitted plans at your staff's direction and permission. We proceeded forward because of some of the hitches that we occurred in scheduling of this council hearing, including election night and a miscued notification in the paper and those kinds of things that elongated our process. We went ahead and we designed this project, and we are in review of your engineering department. Fire has already commented on the design, and we've already, as I've told you, received comments from ACHD, and they're agreeable and in alignment with our access to this lot and the development density. And we look forward. There's a couple of tenants that are promising, and they're only waiting for this evening and this decision from U.S. Council to proceed forward with the beautiful project. And we look forward to doing that and being a partner with the city and creating something of an amenity for this community. And I'll stand for any questions that you might have. And thank you for your time this evening.
Thank you. Any questions from council?
Just a clarifying question. Sidewalks and things permitted outside of your development, you're not participating in any of that. That's all ACHD, is that correct?
There's already curb gutter and sidewalk that exists on the frontage of here of North School.
Yeah.
And we will be adding sidewalk to the northern Deer Flat consistent with developments east and west of us. And
okay.
We're preserving the right-of-way for ACHD's desired roundabout, which would modify that in some, there would be some lost cost there, Councilmember Christensen, that we would lose by a phased approach like this, but we are willing to do that. We're going to build and provide that connectivity for residents and for local pedestrian traffic. And then we're also committing to the pathways and recreational pathway along Cheap Lateral that's been requested as a condition of our plan. We are agreeable to that and preserve green space and that pathway along Cheap Lateral.
Great, thank you.
Anything else? No? Okay, thank you very much. Okay, I will now open up the public hearing. I have the list up here of folks who signed up to testify. If there's anybody who would like to testify but hasn't signed up, once we get through these names, I'll invite anybody else to let me know you want to testify. I'll have you sign up on here so we have it for the record. So we'll start with Steve Jenkins. just state your name and address for the record to get started, and then please proceed.
My name is Stephen Jenkins, and my place is at 1055 West Griffith Road. That's a daycare center. I own a daycare there, an operating daycare, and this proposal, I think, is a way overkill. They're proposing a 9,400 square foot daycare. That is huge. That's actually bigger than what Kids daycare is there on the corner of Linder and their flat, just right there behind that gas station. That's a 6,000 square foot. You have, well, kind of quite a few kids. This one, the capacity for that one is 268 kids. That's a huge center. And I do not want a daycare that big sitting on my lap, which is basically about a block away from me. That is close. And I don't want another Meridian in Cuna. I used to own a daycare in Meridian. I sold it about 3 years ago. And the gal that owns it, I still own the property, but she is struggling to have enough kids in there to pay her bills and to pay the rent. There are 7 daycares within a 3/4 mile circle. That is more daycares than what there is children to accommodate that many daycares. And here in Cuna, we've got close to home, Deer Flat Daycare Kids, Caterpillar Academy, Busy Bee, Tuna Cave, which is pretty much is taking care of all the kids that are here. I know the community is growing, but to put that daycare within such a small area, especially one this large, I think would be a tremendous overkill, and it's not going to benefit all of us. It's going to actually hurt some of us. Just like the daycares in Meridian, out of those 7 daycares, the one that I used to own is struggling to have enough kids to make ends meet. And so I am sure that the rest of them are kind of struggling too. So approving that many daycares within that circle, I think, is overdoing it. There's plenty of growth yet out north of Cuna towards Silver Trail Elementary School. There's room out there, and I just oppose. My main oppose is the daycare, that large of a daycare.
Thank you very much. Next is, I'm probably going to butcher this, Tim Domka.
No, you got it right.
Yay. All right, just name and address for the record, please.
Good evening, Council. Thanks for letting me talk. Tim Domka, 2332 North Corktree Way. Thank you. My opposition to the commercials zoning of this right next to a residential, there's subdivisions all around it. And the big thing is that we have commercial just down the road on Meridian Cuna on both sides of the road over there. I'm not real sure that we need to have townhouses or 3 plots for multi-use family right there along with multiple businesses right in that section. Speaking with several residents in my subdivision, which is 2-3 blocks away from it, we all walk that way down the school to get to the green belt and stuff. I don't know if I just want a business right next to my residence. Moved out to Cuna because it was a lot quieter, a little slower paced, and I realize that it's growing. And we do have to make amendments for bringing businesses in here. I just don't know if right here is growing. So, that's all I know.
You still do actually have 2 minutes left if you had anything else to say. All right, no pressure. I just don't want you to think you were cut off by the bell.
That was it. I don't want to see more commercial property right next to all the residential. So we have commercial businesses and sections for commercial businesses. There's nothing preventing them from proposing this and then putting four or five apartments on it once you guys approve it to go to a commercial lot from a C1 to a C6 or something like that, a multi-commercial lot, something like that. But from a residential standpoint, I'd like to see it stay a residential area and try to move into a commercial lot.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tim.
Next, we have Amy Wilson. Again, just state your name and address for the record.
I'm Amy Wilson. I live at 1807 North Calaveras Place.
Perfect. Thank you.
And I'm opposing this not. I own kids, independent day school over on Woodbury Shore Flat. My opposition to this project is I'm a resident right off of school. It's not necessarily the competition of the daycare. I think it's a bad idea if you look at Sunshine Preschool, for example. They're right on the roundabout. Their traffic is always backed up. To me, it's more of a concern for safety of the kids that would be involved. I had issues going through planning and zoning the way my building was faced. Everyone wanted it facing Winder, and I was like, I can't have two-year-olds running out onto Winder Road. I think a roundabout by a daycare is a horrible idea, and so I would like that to be considered just for safety. It is kind of threatening as a business owner, you know, to go, oh, hey, this big, huge facility is coming to town. You know, if nobody's stepped up, I'm interested, but not really. But with all the growth, there is a need for childcare out here, and I think all of us would be fine, even with a bigger facility. There's so much population now. But, you know, the bottom line also is coming out of our subdivision on school in your flat is a nightmare as it is. I don't see even a roundabout helping that necessarily. It might, because it would keep a better flow. But we're even getting traffic off of the Corey Barton subdivisions coming down school since they've opened that up. And it is really difficult. I mean, you know, some of us all live in that subdivision, but it's really hard to get out onto Deer Flat. And, you know, I hope that we consider the safety of a childcare facility going there, because it is such a busy road and you have a lot of high school traffic going down there. And high schoolers do not pay attention. You know, they're busy chatting with their friends. And so when I, you know, my first reaction was, oh, competition. And then I'm like, you know, I think it's a horrible place for a daycare, honestly. And it is kind of right on top of his business, which, you know, with growth, we're going to get that. But the safety is huge to me.
Thank you very much. Next we have Barbara Kilborn.
My name is Barbara Kilborn. I'm at 1038 West Rose Courts. And I live in the subdivision right across from where they're going to do this. And when I moved to CUNA, I didn't move into a residential area to have commercial land. And I kind of agree with everything the first gentleman said about the commercial area that's going to be put in there. It's going to create traffic, noise. I mean, you could have safety issues, crime. And right now, you can go out walking around up there, and there's no commercial. I don't want to see any more commercial down in that area. Keep it up toward wherever it is already. And then what I understand is that once it's changed to C1, that it could all be changed and make it all into apartments. I don't know if that's correct, but I don't want to see apartments going in there either. So that's all I have.
Thank you. That's everybody that signed up. Was there anybody who wanted to testify and didn't have a chance? Yeah, just you come up first. If you can, just real quick. I know there's no more spots under in opposition, but so if you are in opposition, just put it down here and I'll make sure to note it. Don't want to assume anything.
Yeah, I'm not neutral.
All right, and then if you can just state your name and address for the record, and then you can go ahead and testify. Thank you.
My name is Steve Nelson. I live at 1611 North Azurite Place in Mineral Springs. I cross the street on Deer Flat. Approximately 2 years ago, my wife and I sold our home in Boise, take it away from this very thing, commercial development in a residential area, increased crime, increased traffic. It was a horrible situation. I am very much against this. In fact, my wife says, if that goes in, we're going to move. We wanted to be in a quiet area. I can see just the increase in traffic. Right now, there's already a lot of traffic with school going down Deer Flat. We have commercial already on Linder and Deer Flat, all the commercial development going down on Meridian Road and Deer Flat. I'm concerned with the noise. There are houses that back right up on the Deer Flat that would be across the street. Regardless of whether you put landscaping, trees, or whatever, you're still going to have that effect. I think it just detracts from residential areas whenever you do that. And I just don't think it's good for the community, property values. I don't know if it would have an effect. I've also noticed that during the Planning and Zoning Committee meeting that I was at, we were told it was going to be townhouses. Then the next thing I saw was townhouses or multifamily. Now it's multifamily. To me, multifamilies, again, apartments. If you look at the corner of 10 Mile and Deer Flat, all those apartment complexes that have been built there, I know a number of people that live in that development bank behind there. They are not happy. They see vandalism throughout their neighborhood. That's pretty much it. I'm just very much opposed putting a commercial development in the middle of a residential area. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, was there anybody else? Yeah, come on up. Thanks so much.
Thank you for having me here tonight. I'll just be quick. My name is Cody Sharp. I'm from Caldwell, Idaho, so it's a pleasure to be out here. I love Tuna. And I'd like to speak in favor of this development. I do believe that just kind of coming where I come from in Caldwell, you know, it's grown pretty rapidly in the residential areas pretty quickly, and inevitably mixed use parcels came into different parts of Caldwell. And I think the important part with that is making sure that responsible businesses and commercial does come in when that does happen. And what I've seen with this development is that it is consistent with the family neighborhoods that are surrounding in the area, making sure that there's no bars, there's no vape shops and drug shops. They're family-friendly, clean businesses that are going in here. And I do believe that this zoning and this plan is consistent with the city's growth as well as this local area's growth as well. Thank you for your time.
Thank you very much. All right, last call if there's anybody. Yes.
Thank you.
areas and there should be commercial areas. And I think for the safety and well-being of the residents and the happiness of the families and everything that we want that we see in Kuna, there needs to be some line at some point when you have residential and you have commercial. And I think building commercial plot in the residential phase, I know as somebody living in Kuna and looking for areas, it's still concerning. Like, you know, I was thinking, yes, oh, well, are they going to be moving big commercial buildings in the middle of the 2 to 5 years?
Thank you very much. Yes, come on up. Thank you. Yes. Oh, no problem. Yeah, just lean. If you get a little closer, it'll get louder.
Hi. My name is Cindy Biesmeyer. I live at 1097 West Tanzanite Drive. That's in Mineral Springs. That's our corner to come out of our subdivision. It's a nightmare right now. Adding commercial is only going to make more traffic. If you do a roundabout, I don't know how that works as opposed to having a street light, a stoplight. But you would need double lanes so that people can turn into the commercial area as they turn off of the roundabout, I would think. There are approximately 117 families that have signed up on a petition saying they would not like to have this commercial space near our residential area. So I would hope that people on the council would think about those people. I moved here a year and a half ago from an area that's as small, and now it's 57,000 people without an infrastructure. And it's just a terrible waste of people's money when they can't get out of town because of the roads. And this road has the potential to have that. Thank you.
Thank you. Come on up. Just sign wherever. Once I figure out how you feel, I'll just mark object or not.
My name is John Sanders. I live at 2217 North Citrine. I just moved here. I'll tell you guys, I'm from California now, so people don't like that. But I moved to Idaho to get away from stuff like this being proposed today. Apartments. I've lived around apartments. Unfortunately, it seems like it sometimes brings in a lesser home, and the noise, the traffic, the crowds. I would just like to know that I am opposed. But I've been here a couple weeks, and I love the town. I love the area. But it doesn't sound like a good idea. So that's it. Just keep it short.
Thank you very much. All right. Anybody else? One more chance. Okay. No. did anybody have questions? Did the applicant want to make a rebuttal? I'll let you come up. Do we close the public hearing before or after that? I'm sorry.
Afterwards.
Okay, perfect. Come on up.
Jay Walker, Altair Consulting, 409 East 8th Street, Eagle Island, 3616. I appreciated the comments, and all this was good input to our design and development process. I appreciate that. It's nice to be a part of an involved community. First of all, I just want to reiterate that this fits within the city's comp plan, both in text and in map, and the commercial corridor plan. It was we can do this, and we work with staff present a project of this quality because it is a fit to the mixed use and aligns with what ordinance says that we can do. previously adopted plans. Two, I'm not sure where people got the 9,400 square feet. I think they're looking at possibly the combination of the fitness gym and therapy and offices. But at least one tenant that's a possibility, and again, this is nothing in concrete, is a 7,000 square foot building, and it's a learning center. It's not a strictly a daycare center. It addresses kids and development and special needs and other areas of needs of parents with autism and things. It's not a daycare, and I'm not sure where people are getting their information, but it's certainly not from the source. I am that source, by the way. And maybe they're looking at some of the other plots of ground, and those types of applications will be put before you and in design review and conditions of use, you know, conditional use permits. That won't just magically all of a sudden appear. That there'll be other hearings to address specifics like that. Three, in that development process and design review process, as well as some of the architectural features staff and city will have involved in that, they will be able to have input on that. And I'm confident that this neighborhood center, and I, by trade, I have a master's in traffic engineering, transportation planning, and a good neighborhood center actually diminishes traffic and uses a walkability concept to bring people closer to amenities and services. Rather than getting in their car and driving somewhere, they have the ability to walk to a facility and a service, and we are committing to do those services and those developments that are amenities and contributors to your great community. We don't plan to put anything that would be a deterrent or create some unsafe environment for kids or for pedestrians or for people and residents. So safety is our number one concern as we design, and I already talked about that with ACHD. Regarding the roundabout is not a for sure thing. And there are signals and signalization on the table, as one of these ladies talked about. The roundabout is a concept, and nor would we ever put a daycare on the hard corner of that roundabout. It will be down on the White Fang intersection and away from that roundabout. So agree and understand what input is being put in, and we will take that into consideration. And this project will contribute its pro rata share to the infrastructure improvements needed at the intersection of the pedestrian facilities, at the utility coordination and extensions. So with development comes the facelift of the surrounding area and improvements. And certainly understand the gentleman from California and understand his point. But this is naturally buffered by canal on one side and has circuitous arterial streets to buffer us. And then we provide a residential component that will be an upscaled component. It's not going to be your low income at all. This is a nice residential development that will contribute and buffer and transition to the residential component to the south. And that product is obviously yet to be designed, and we'll make sure that we work with your staff so that it's compatible and conducive to the surrounding quality neighborhoods that exist, and certainly agree with how well CUNA has been put together. With that, I stand for any further questions, but we would again ask Council President, you and the council members to approve this good project, this development that is very compatible with your ordinances and fits to your comp plan as your staff has recommended approval, and your P&Z has also the commissioners recommended approval in the same sense. We ask for the same thing from this body and appreciate your time and consideration. Thank you very much.
All right. Any further questions for the applicant? Anybody? Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you. I'll defer to folks, but I think you already took the full 3 minutes, so I'm not sure you're allowed to speak again.
The rebuttal ends the public testimony.
Okay.
Thank you.
Do I need a motion to close the public hearing? Okay.
Yes.
I move we close the public hearing.
Second.
There's a motion and a second to close the public hearing. Chris, can you pull the council?
Councilmember Cardoza?
Yes.
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
Okay, the question now of whether to approve the rezone and subdivision are rightfully before you.
Madam President, if I could have the floor.
Yes.
In talking to legal counsel today, my backyard backs up to this development. And I believe with Richard's concurrent, it would probably be best if I abstain from voting.
Okay.
There might be a conflict of interest for the rest of you in any decision that I might make.
Okay. Noted. Thank you. Other gentlemen, questions rightfully before you.
Let it be known, I grew up in this neighborhood. I grew up down on Mindy Street. I feel for a lot of you. I mean, I remember when I could kick a ball across School Street and it went out into the Prospector subdivision with cows and it was there forever because you didn't dare go chase after it because the bull would chase you out of there. CUNA has changed a lot. And due to our current comp plan and our own bylaws and ordinances and everything that governs what we do, not only from this administration, but from past councils and whatnot, it does coincide with our current comp plan, and the developer has went through extensive hoops to get to where he is. Again, as a voted voted an official, sometimes you look at something and go, well, I wouldn't want that there, but it coincides with everything that we as elected officials have to look at and say, that's in our bylaws, we can rightfully do that and allow this to be built or not. So based on all of the facts from planning and zoning, ACHD, and all the other governing bodies that had a part in this planning process. I lost where I'm at. I move we approve 17-08ZC rezone and 17-12-S preplat.
Greg, sorry, before you do that, let me throw in just a couple of cents. Just kind of piggyback on what Councilmember McPherson is saying. It is important for all to understand that exactly what he said, when we look at these things, we have to look at all the facts behind what was presented from planning and zoning, from the developer, from Troy, the things that were said. It's tough for us to sit up here and maybe agree or not agree with what's being said to the fullest extent, but as elected officials, we are required to look at the bylaws, look at the ordinances, and look at what is being planned ahead of things. Now, when we look at this and see that it was changed from an R6 to a C1, it's a situation where a lot of us have been begging to bring more commercial into CUNA, and that's something that we all have to look at as well. Now, it may not be where we want it to be, but when you look at everything that fits in line with the comp plan and how past administrations have set up for the future growth of the city and everything aligning, I have to agree with what a lot of council member McPherson has said tonight, so that's all I have to say with that.
Okay, there's a motion on the table. Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve 1708ZC rezone and 1712S subdivision. Chris, can you pull the council?
Councilmember Christensen?
Yes.
Councilmember McPherson?
Yes.
All right. The rezone and preplat have been approved. That finishes out the public hearing section of the agenda. There were no business items, so we're down to mayor council announcements. Does anybody have any? Yes, Chris.
I just want to let council know that Mayor Steer was able to attend our director's meeting briefly this morning, so we were able to talk to him and see him and all that, but we do anticipate he will continue to be out the remainder of this week, and we haven't heard about next week yet. So
okay,
it was good to see him up moving around.
Yeah, very good.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you for the update. Anything else then? All right, meeting adjourned.